Blog Talk Radio.
Moreno, porque así tenía que ser. Por mi color, soy muy fácil de entender. Cantando voy, haciendo el mundo feliz. Yo soy candela, palo, piedra hasta el morir. Nací moreno, porque así tenía que ser. Y en mi cantar, le voy a explicar por qué. Yo nací, y mi madre fue la rumba, y a mi padre lo apodaban guaguancó. Me bautizaron con tres toques de conga, en un manantial de sabor.
Moreno soy porque nací de la rumba, y el sabor yo lo heredé del guaguancó. ¡Woo! Moreno soy
dial, tap, and better love. You are listening to the Truth to Power Show. I'm Beverly, and we are celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month with Eddie Rodriguez. Now, Eddie is in Puerto Rico, so we're going to see if we can get a connection here because you know what's going on over there. Eddie Rodriguez, can you hear us?
Yes, Beverly. Beverly, can
yes.
you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Oh, Beverly. Oh, Beverly, we're out of power here in Arroyo, Puerto Rico. Yeah, it's been this way since Sunday morning. A hurricane Fiona hit on Sunday night. And we're still without power and water. No, well, the water came back today. But no electricity, all the lights. And so no electricity. So I went to a neighbor. And she was able to charge my phone so I could be on your show tonight, Truth to Power in Detroit, Michigan, with Beverly D on Block Talk Radio.
This is, and Eddie Rodriguez.
This is a wonderful. Thank you very much, Beverly. Very, very honored and proud to be with a wonderful African-American woman who has taken an interest to spotlight Latin music, learn about Black artists in the Latin music industry that were never really recognized as, and had to go through all the things that African-American artists did in the South, the segregation, et cetera. And so, but, you know, Hispanic Heritage 2022 is about celebrating our roots and also celebrating, you know, some of the people that are still continuing to follow the tradition of Latin music, which is loved all over the world. There's a phenomenon called a conference that is it's organized all over the world every year. That's called the Salsa Congress, S-A-L-S-A Congress, and the Salsa Congress, they have salsa competitions. And they play salsa music in a hotel or two or three hotels. They do it all over the world. And so salsa music, like I said last week, has coexisted with every new form of Latin music that has been commercialized since the 1950s. So salsa music is still relevant. And we're going to spotlight some of that music. You know, some of the people... you know, they like salsa for dancing, and others like salsa for listening. If you can't hear if you don't understand the language, you know, try to understand the language of music and the spiritual side of artists like Papa Luca, the pianist and band leader of a group from Ponce, Puerto Rico, called Sonora Ponceña. And Papa Luca was one of the funny all-stars. He's one of the great pianists of Latin music. In the background, you're hearing some noise from the rain that started to fall. But, Sonora Ponceña is definitely, you know, all the material you'll hear on these shows are available on YouTube. And I hope, you know, people remember their names and some of the artists you mentioned. And check them out and share them if they like the music with us.
The person we just listened to, is he still with us? Is he still here?
Yes, he is, Papa Luca. Papa Luca, his father started the band. His father, rest in peace, was quite a charismatic man. He was a band leader and pretty much the force of that band. And then, you know, he passed, and his son, Papa Luca, who's still alive, they're still performing, you know. They're doing their thing out there. So if you ever hear of a performance in your area with a group called Sonora, S-O-N-O-R-A, Sonora Ponceña, P-O-N-C-E-N-A. But the N is kind of Enya, you know, the mark over the end to accentuate the Enya. Sonora Ponceña, just the name Papo Luca, P-A-P-O L-U, and Luca is L-U-C-C-A, Luca. a wonderful, you know, artist, creative, composer, songwriter, band leader, great pianist, Latin jazz, salsa, some of the greatest hits of salsa music. He was playing the piano, so great person about salsa to know about.
All right. All right. Well, we want to also thank you, Eddie Rodriguez. You are dedicated. You right there in the middle of the storm in Puerto Rico, and you still taking the time to find time to get some power. And so you can be with us tonight to continue Hispanic Heritage Month 2022. When did it start? When did Hispanic Heritage Month start? Uh-oh. I might have lost Eddie Rodriguez.
No, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
Hispanic Heritage Month, it used to be Hispanic Heritage Day, then Heritage Week. And a gentleman by the name of Rudy Becerra from Atlanta, he was the Latin Affairs executive for Coca-Cola. And he was there in Washington, D.C., doing a lot of things, and one of the things that he pioneered was creating, you know, they used to have Black Heritage Month, so he said, hey, look, why don't we create a Hispanic Heritage Month, because there's a lot of Hispanics, just like, you know, Black in the U.S., and lo and behold, they were able to pass a law to create Hispanic Heritage Month every year, September 15th to October the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on September the 16th is very interesting, something we don't see in the East Coast, which is the independence of Mexico and all over the West Coast, talking about even in the West, talking about Texas and Mexico, Colorado, Arizona, California, Las Vegas, and even up in Oregon. They celebrate their Independence Day. On the 15th, it was called El Grito. And that was when they became independent from Spain and from the French, you know, the control of Mexico, before it eventually became part of the United States, started to buy some of that land and Mexican land, all that land in the West. So, but they celebrate their Independence Day, Mexico. It's Independence Day on September 16th. So a huge part of the Latin community is Mexican, and there's something, no doubt about it. Mexican American heritage is right next door. But we have people in the East Coast come from the Dominican Republic, we have people come from Puerto Rico, and a lot of people come from obviously South America, Central America, and all the groups is about probably 20 different countries that have different cultures and different customs and have different foods and have different music, traditional indigenous music to their country, and the one thing they all have in common is they all speak Spanish. That's what they have in common, and that's what kind of glues the American Hispanic American community, because their grandparents and spoke Spanish, and they Spanish surnames, and you know, Spanish, different Spanish, you know, some Mexicans. You know, they love their tacos and burritos, and Puerto Ricans love their arroz con gandules with pernil, which is pork, you know, and pork shoulder, you know, seasoned very well with garlic and pepper, and salt and pepper, and cook slowly for hours, you know, on special occasions. And arroz gandules is rice and beans mixed, but the beans are let me see what they're in. not pigeon peas, but they're they gandules. They're called in English, and I don't know the name, the translation of gandules right now. But it's a traditional dish, and so just to tell you about the food. You know, everybody has their own customs. You look at a Hispanic, he's not, and I'm one, he might be from Uruguay or from Bolivia or from, you know, we all have characteristics that, you know, kind of look like this or look like that. But in general, you know, it's the Spanish is what glues the Hispanic community in the United States together. We have Spanish radio, we have Spanish language TV, we have Spanish language newspapers, now they're digital, we have Spanish language magazines. We have, you know, transportation, you know, they have it in both languages, Spanish and English, public transportation, you know, and with banks, you know, have advertising in Spanish and in English, you know, so, yeah, we're part of the fabric of the United States, and salsa music is one of those things that was really born in New York City and has roots in Cuba and Puerto Rico as well. So that's what we're going to do tonight is pretty much just have a little fun. People, you know, can take out their dance shoes, do a little exercise.
All right. So we're going to put some music on here. Let's see what I'm going to play. Okay, let's go.
Quítate de la vía, perico, que ahí viene el tren. Y quítate de la vía, perico, que ahí viene el tren. Y luego no vaya a decir, oye, que a ti no te lo advirtieron. Pero luego no vaya a decir, oye, que a ti no te lo advirtieron. Pero quítate de la vía, perico, que ahí viene el tren. Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Quítate, perico. Huyele, huyele.
Si yo llego a saber que perico era sordo,
perico, 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 con sordo lo mango este en el pobre perico.
Oye, pastora, ¿qué es lo que? corita tiene guarare conmigo. Yo no sé por qué será. Pastorita tiene guarare conmigo. Yo no sé por qué será. Yo nunca le echo nada. Ella es mi amiga del alma y la llevo en el corazón. Yo nunca
Hello, Beverly. That was Ray Barreto from the Bronx, New York, Puerto Rican. Before that, that tune was called Guarare. And before that, we heard the great Imael Rivera, who's both Ray and both Imael are not with us anymore. Sang one of his songs of the 50s and made the Charleston movement really grow in New York. It was a simple rhythm, bomba y plena from Puerto Rico, danceable rhythm, and the couples could dance to. And Imael Rivera had a very tragic ending. We should do an entire show about Imael Rivera and how he traveled the world and ended up penniless at the end of his life. Another sad salsa music story, so to speak. And we also have time for quite a few other tunes. Give me a call. I hope you're available to give us a call and give us your comments. Let's turn it back to Beverly D, Block Talk Radio. Hello, Beverly. Beverly, we're trying to get you back so we can talk about some of the music that you just played. Celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month 2022 with your program Truth to Power with Beverly D from Detroit, Michigan, and your spotlight on Latin music, past and present, in particular, global salsa music superstars, past and present. We want to get some comments and get people to enjoy what we're doing and let us know if you like this music so we can keep bringing it to you. Every Thursday during Hispanic Heritage Month from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Block Talk Radio with Beverly D.
la tribu entera la llora, porque fue buena negrona, Anacaona.
Anacaona, arento de Anacaona.
Y recordando, recordando lo que pasó, la tribu ya se enfogona.
Anacaona, arento de Anacaona.
Pasa en el espejo mirándose las arrugas. Él dice que tiene pulgas, pero que son los complejos. Dicen que los demás perros le llevaron su perrita. Mejor prefiere estar solo y si sale con gatita. Mejor prefiere estar solo y si sale con gatita.
Thank you. escalera, mira un gatito miau miau, ay no me mire que yo soy salado.
You're listening to Block Talk Radio with Beverly D doing her annual Hispanic Heritage Month Latin Music Spotlight on her show, Truth to Power. Beverly, are you still on the line? We just heard music from the great trumpeter Luis Perico Ortiz. And Luis has been one of the final all-stars, and he released some of his material solo, and that particular song was it. Top 10 all over the world.
Now,
Rodriguez.
I hear. You gotta realize that you are in Puerto Rico. Right in the middle of all of that that's going on. Okay, let's see where we at here. We are celebrating the Hispanic Heritage Month 2022 with Eddie Rodriguez. And let's see what else we had. I can't pronounce the names because I barely can do good with English. So we're just going to listen to the music here.
Maravilloso. Nadie te salva de
Oh, yes. I had my Eddie, we can barely hear you. I'm going to put this salsa music back on, having some technical difficulties here. And Eddie,
can you hear me now?
Yes, much, much better.
Okay. You know, we should make a statement, about Puerto Rico right now.
Yes, yes.
This is, Puerto Rico was pretty much taken over by the American U.S. Army back in 1898. Spaniards were the ones that were here since the 1400s. And when the Americans came in 1898, they put governors that were military governors, you know, to be in charge of Puerto Rico. All the way up into the 30s, in the 40s, and finally some well-educated and political figures started to pop up. And they created, along with Congress, what was called the Free State Associated with the United States. In other words, they were going to rule their own things on the island with help of the American government through subsidies and different projects that they had. So living in Puerto Rico was a haven for a lot of people, no taxes really to pay for in terms of income tax. Taxes were very low on everything. This is a place where you can come and stay for a week, go shopping, and have enough food for 10 people. But now the prices are the same as where I live in New Jersey or New York City where I work. And it's a shame that billions of dollars were provided by the U.S. government through FEMA to fix the electrical grid in Puerto Rico. And we are in Monday. We're going into the sixth day of a blackout. No power. And the new electrical company is responsible pretty much for all this happening. One of the reasons I say that is that before the hurricane hit, the power was out. So it wasn't the hurricane that put the power grid out. Now, maybe, you know, there's 3 million people that live on the island, 3 million plus. A lot of them left after Hurricane Maria. They left to Orlando, Florida. They got out of here. They didn't want to live on an island anymore. And a lot of the surgeons, top dentists, a lot of even digital computer engineers, scientists, the people that were here, they said, I'm getting out of here. And here we are 5 years after that. I can imagine people are going to leave here again. And, you know, Puerto Rico has been trying to become a state for many years, like Washington, D.C. And because the politics are such that, you know, the vote comes up to become a state and it never becomes a state. So what I think is a huge investigation is going to happen now. From what I understand, the Attorney General of New York is going to investigate what happened in Puerto Rico, which is very interesting because she's the same person that is investigating Trump and his businesses. And she found, you know, she was able to get some answers from one of his key people. And that person is convicted guilty. So somebody's probably guilty here of a lot of stuff and a lot of money that's missing. So, you know, there's nothing anyone can do, you know, sending clothes, sending food, sending money. We're not in the middle of a hurricane. We are living the aftermath of a hurricane with no lights, no electricity, no traffic lights, no stores open. cash economy. The banks stay open. They only have a limited amount of money you can get out of your bank account. There's just so many things wrong that I hope we can become activists from a political side, since your show does focus on politics and spiritual things. And I think this is a political subject that I'm learning.
Yes, I mean, this is very political. Now, you said that there was a problem with the power grid before the tornado, the hurricane came?
Absolutely. We've been going through blackouts here on the side of the island. I'm on the Caribbean side of the island, which is the southeast part of the island. And we got hit pretty hard. A lot of homes, a lot of flooding, a lot of homes were, you know, knocked down. And you know, they were saying it was a tropical storm. But prior to the storm arriving on the island through this area, the electrical grid was shut down. And now it's slowly coming back.
So it was shut down before the storm came?
Exactly. It was shut down before the hurricane hit.
So and how long was it shut down before that? Before the hurricane?
The power last week went out for a few hours and it came back on.
Okay.
And it went, there was a time before that that I was here. We didn't have any electricity all day. Once again, we don't know why. At the time, we have to, you know, get flashlights, and you know, we have no lights. That's
now
it.
This is a company that came into being after the other hurricane you had about 5 years ago.
Exactly, exactly. To take over to fix the grid. Now, they've been, it's called LUMA, L-U-M-A, LUMA. And they originally were in Texas and left Texas. I don't know what they did. They fixed anything in Texas. Texas had a huge problem at one point. People dying because their power grid was down. This company, for some reason, was able to get the contract here in Puerto Rico, and they've been working, but they have not. They have not done a good job. So, you know, if anyone has a congressman or councilman, anybody political that they talk to, you know, during their work week or during their, you know, when they do their civic duties. They should mention that the people in Puerto Rico are Americans, just like every other American. We don't have different currency here. We have American passports. We serve in the military. We died for the American, you know, flag and American freedom. And there's a lot of veterans that live.
Is there any rescue? I mean, is any help there? What's going on as far as who is the leader in over there?
Well, the leader is the governor. He was voted into power. And the leaders are, there's 78 towns here in Puerto Rico.
Okay.
But 300 people. So every town has a mayor. So there's 78 mayors. That and then you have a Congress, 50-50, you know, the votes, you know, Democrats, Republicans, independents, and this is a disaster. And I just heard that President Biden today declared it, you know, a disaster. And
a week
late. Investigating, yeah, a week late, exactly. So
and
we're here in the dark. Others in the dark. Everyone's in the dark. You know.
And so are they helping y'all with shelter and food and things like that?
Well, we don't know because there's no electricity, there's no TV, there's no radio, there's no internet. Yesterday, the internet went down. The cell phone service went down for about 6 hours. I don't know what that had to do with after the hurricane, why that would shut down. But there's things that are happening here that as someone who was here for the Hurricane Maria, that was huge devastation here in Puerto Rico. It took almost a year for everyone to get, you know, electricity back.
So, a year?
That's what it says as far as the information that is received about the company that took over, the last electrical company here, which was from the government. It took them a year, and here it is 5 years later, and you know, we've been here for, it's going on six days now with no water. Well, the water power came back. You can't heat anything up. You can't cook anything. You have no television.
That's
you have no
sanitary.
Fridge. People like me, we stored water, you know, and got, you know, empty gallons we had in the house, and we use that to fill the bathroom tank so we can flush, you know. People are resilient here. But nevertheless, this is all of us. We pay taxes now. And and this is how Donald Trump came here. It was a joke when he came here during Hurricane Maria. Looks like Biden is taking it a little more serious, but still. There's no reason they should have had the Army Corps of Engineers all over the
exactly. And what did they bring you any fresh waters or anything, truckloads of water?
Nothing, not where I am. We have a car, you know. I go around, and yesterday there was no gasoline at the gas station. There's no ice. You can't find ice right now. Imagine, you know, if you have insulin to keep some medicine cold or milk or anything,
right.
That's what people that have need oxygen, that they need electricity. So people buy generators and they keep their, they have some power at least to be able to have lights in the house or to be able to for the refrigerator not to defrost because of the heat, and be able to cook food on a microwave oven or an electric stove if you have electricity by way of the generator. So it's a very interesting topic how people are surviving, but it's something that is sad. As an American, I feel sad that this is happening today. People like my mother, who's 99, you know, they don't have any light in the house. So we have some lamps that I put around and battery operated, so you can have some light. But there's people that don't even have that. You know, they don't have that at all. So
And I just want to put a call out for it. Any of the listeners that has any kind of contact to any of the politicians, because, you know, this is a shame that we should be hearing about this on the media. Nobody is really speaking about this. They talked about the hurricane, but they're not talking about the suffering. And like you're saying, there should be the Army of Engineers over there. They should be bringing you truckloads for the fresh water. And this company, this Luma company, you know, do they have their trucks? Are they there trying to put things together? They should have people coming in from other states coming over there to put the electricity on, the power on.
Well, the interesting thing is to have people here that are overqualified to work for that electrical company, but they don't hire the people from here. They want to bring people from the outside. there's 8,000 there's an electrical union here in Puerto Rico. They have, you know, retired about 8,000 members, and active they have about 3,000. And they're bringing people from the outside. So that's what they say, but we haven't seen them here where I live. And this is a community we have. There's a lot of, you know, there's people that, the kids, there's people that are elderly, there's people that are middle-aged, there's people. And but no, they haven't come by and said anything about anything.
We can't find out
because we don't have electricity, so there's no radio, or unless you have a transistor radio, and it's hard to get a signal. You know, so,
right.
But I got a clear signal for you, and I'm glad I was able to do that. We have about a half hour left on the show, so let's perk people up a little bit with some music. Yeah, serious matter. And next week we'll give you another update on what's going on and some of the politicians that perhaps we can start sending emails and telling them, hey, this is unacceptable.
Acceptable, yes, it is.
Unacceptable.
And,
what's happening. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And see, and this is, you know, you're getting this from someone that's right there. So we're not getting secondhand information. This is information from someone that is there in Puerto Rico. And, I mean, it's this, like you say, is very unacceptable. You should, like you say, it should be the engineer and this company you got. Why are they not hiring the people from there? Why you have, when you're in emergency, you can't wait till other people drive in or fly in. You need to have people that's right there where you at. That's what you need during an emergency.
Exactly.
Did any Red Cross or anybody come over? You got, I mean, nobody's supplying the people with anything?
Well, we heard there were some shelters for people that, you know, that needed to go to a shelter because their house, you know, was flooded. But we haven't heard on anything on this side of where to go, what to do. No hot meals available. You know, well, some restaurants are open. They'll take cash. Some of them will take a credit card. But it becomes a cash economy and price gouging. Everything you can think of, even they raise the price on ice, they raise the price of everything, you know? And so it's a sad situation, you know, to see the price gouging and also to not be able to have anyone come around, you know, in these communities and tell people, hey, look, we got this, that, and the other, or we're doing this, that, and the other. It's not happening. So a lot of people are just up in the air. They don't know what's going on or when the power will come back. So what they say, hey, we're praying, you know, yeah, we're praying.
No, we need prayers with works, you know. And so anyone that's listening, if you can help in any kind of way, make some phone calls. This is about people power. We see that the government is not stepping up to the plate. They're not doing what they're supposed to do. They work for the people. It's time for the people to step up and demand that they do what they are being paid to do and what they have took an oath to do. And so this is really people power, and we have our brothers and sisters in Puerto Rico that really, really need help. The news media not talking about it, and so it's up to the people. The government is not helping them, so we have to make sure that we get on them or get on somebody, the electric people, the mayor, the governor. They need to be calling them. We need to step up the people to help the people. That's only who's going to help. People are going to help people. Government is not helping in this instance. So we're going to have to push them, or we're going to have to step up. It's just, like you say, Eddie, unacceptable.
Unacceptable. You know, what's so great is that, you know, we have music to kind of take
yeah.
us away.
We need some,
take a little,
yeah.
little distraction.
Yes.
But this subject, I'm going to have other people talk with us about it, and we're going to do an entire show about it. And,
okay.
And focus on what a way to celebrate Hispanic Heritage Month in Puerto Rico.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's wake up time. Time
yeah,
to wake up.
Time to wake up and do something about it so it doesn't happen again.
That's right. That's right. Well, we got to put some music on, Eddie, to kind of raise our frequencies up here. Okay.
Thank you.
Solo sé que tiene nombre de mujer, solo sé que tiene nombre de mujer. Solo sé que vive, que respira y anda, que es una esperanza para mi amanecer. Solo sé que vive, que respira y anda, que es una esperanza para mi amanecer. Solo sé que tiene canela en su piel. Solo sé que tiene canela en su piel, sus labios rosados y en sus ojos miel, sus labios rosados y en sus ojos miel, que sobre su pecho de muy fina estampa, su pelo hasta abajo le suele caer, que sobre su pecho de muy fina estampa, su pelo hasta abajo le suele caer. Dónde se encuentra, pero la buscaré. Ay, no sé dónde se encuentra, pero la buscaré. Y si se me esconde, yo la encontraré. Y si se me esconde, yo la encontraré. Desde que yo creo en su existencia, que tengo la esperanza de volverla a ver. Desde que yo creo en su existencia, que tengo la esperanza de volverla a ver.
Who was that, Eddie Rodriguez?
That was the great Angel Gonzalez, Puerto Rico. Incredible showman.
We can't hardly hear you.
Hold on a second.
Okay, how about now?
Yes, much, much better.
Okay. That was Angel Canales, rest in peace, Puerto Rican who was able to be part of that movement that created that sound that so many people love all over the world that we call today salsa. Like I told you earlier, salsa music has coexisted with all new forms of tropical dance music that you can think of, or even Latin urban or Latin pop music or Latin rock music and Mexican regional music, which is popular in obviously Latin jazz, which became popular, grew out of salsa in the East Coast and the U.S. But you have people in Argentina like Dr. Barbieri, who were doing their own form of instrumental jazz, very much in a different style, but yet again another Latino, incredible Latino musician, tenor saxophonist, composer, songwriter, band leader, who passed away. But he had fans all over the world. So, but Angel Canales, what was incredible about him was he went to South America many times, especially Panama, Central America, and Venezuela, South America. And, you know, he used to be able to travel there in the 60s and 70s, Colombia, Ecuador, Peru, Argentina, Mexico. They loved his style of singing. And just as a footnote, he used to perform barefooted. And that was something that he did as part of his routine. He used to express himself with his solos in terms of his, they call it soneos, or the solos that he used to do between the choruses, so to speak. And he had a way of rhyming and making everything make sense. And there's an incredible talent, Angel Canales. He's on YouTube, Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Canales, C-A-N-A-L-E-S. Angel Canales, rest in peace.
Yes.
Oh, let's get on with someone else right now. We got a few minutes, huh?
Okay. All right. Hold on. Let me see. Give me a minute here.
And that was great. That was great with Machito and Dizzy Gillespie. We didn't get to talk too much about that particular suite. It was kind of long. But that was, like I said earlier, one of the prime. Machito was definitely with his big band, Tito Puente, all these big bands in New York City, were part of what we call today, creating what we call today salsa music. There was another song that you played by the late, great pianist and songwriter, composer, Larry Harlow. They used to regard Larry, rest in peace, as the marvelous Jew. He was Jewish. But mm-hmm. He just loved Latin music, and that was his world. And there was another Jew in New York who played the violin and trombone. His name was Louis Kahn, rest in peace. He played with Tito Puente all the way to his last performance. He was a great, great musician, a great person, but from Jewish heritage. But they loved the Latin beat, and they stuck with it as a career all the way to the last days. Louis Kahn and Larry Harlow, rest in peace. And that song was called La Cartera.
Larry, this is, you know, like Larry, L-A-R-R-Y, Harlow, H-A-R-L-O-W, La Carretera. Available on YouTube, brought to you tonight by Beverly D on Truth to Power, Hispanic Heritage Month special with your host, Eddie Rodriguez.
All righty, let's get some more music here.
Perico, 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 perico. Ismaelito Junior. Viste, por más que se lo dije a Perico. Y se llamaba Perico.
Que descanse.
Quítate de la vía, Perico, que ya viene el tren. ¿Qué más?
De la vía, Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Y quítate de la vía, Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Y luego no vaya a decir, oye, que a ti no te lo advirtieron. Pero luego no vaya a decir, oye, que a ti no te lo advirtieron. Pero quítate de la vía, Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Perico, que ahí viene el tren. Quítate, Perico. Huyele, huyele.
Si yo llego a saber que Perico era
con sordo, Perico, 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 Perico con sordo, lo mango es en el pobre Perico.
Que se lo dije a Perico.
Como lo van a timbo,
sin negro no hay.
Yes, we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month 2022 with Eddie Rodriguez. And Eddie Rodriguez is in Puerto Rico. They need some help down there. So please, we must show people power and get on the people to give them help in Puerto Rico. Eddie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you so much. Those, you know, some of the, we're on live radio, so some of the things that we experienced tonight, some of them were due to not having any power. I kind of fell off a few times, so. But it was a wonderful show, and yes, the support is definitely needed. There's the governor of Puerto Rico and that people could, you know, write to and say, hey, what's going on? You know, we know that there's
what's
something
the governor
wrong.
Name?
You know?
What's the governor
Pedro,
name?
Pedro. Pedro. Pierre Lucy. Pierre, like P-I-E-R. Lou. Lucy. Pierre Lucy. L-U-S-I-E. Pierre Lucy. Pedro Pierluisi, governor of Puerto Rico. Just look it up. You know, there's only one
right now.
He's been in power, I think, since 2021. But, you know, something should have been done. I mean, this is just a terrible situation. And we really appreciate everyone who listens into Beverly Show every Thursday. And anywhere in the world, you know, that you might be listening, know that we bring it to you from the heart. And the music and the talk is from the heart, and it's live.
Yes, it is.
Until next time, Beverly, thank you so much for your hospitality, bringing Latin music to your show and talking about Puerto Rico, a political matter. And we hope to continue this, and we'll give you an update, and we will have a conversation with some people that know about the electrical grid here in Puerto Rico. They're retired electricians.
Okay.
And, I'll get them to come on our show that we'll discuss this topic in particular. The last song mentioned two different distinct beats of Latin salsa music, what became known today as salsa music. One is from Cuba. It's called the guaguancó. And the other rhythm comes from Puerto Rico. It's called bomba y plena. The multi-million dollar salsa music industry has to give credit to its roots. And the roots are guaguancó, and the roots are salsa y plena. These two countries, islands, contributed to pioneering music for their own community in the United States that eventually grew into the music that we hear today called tropical salsa music, dance music, for people to have a good time. And I hope you enjoyed that little segment, and we'll be better prepared. Hopefully we'll have power next week. So until then, Beverly, it's been a pleasure, and always better love to you and your audience and all the folks in Detroit. We love your program.
And we thank you for making us aware of the Latin music and Hispanic Heritage Month. And we appreciate you, Eddie Rodriguez, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Well,
better
we'll
love.
We'll be here, God willing. Better love, and good night, and stay safe. We'll be praying for some power here at Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Better love.
And yes, better love. Stay safe.
perro en los pinos y enseguida en fiesta en cordial. Ese mulo está en su puente roto, nadie lo puede pasar. Se para en las esquinas y a todo el mundo empieza a engrupear. Tiene problemas, hay con todita su amistades. Con ahora nadie, ay, con ahora nadie quiere janguear. Y por el mundo le pregunta,
nadie